Toby Janicki from First Fruits of Zion will be teaching you practical ways to fulfill Paul's injunction to pray without ceasing and to pray with understanding. It'll be a fascinating teaching seminar that explores the scriptures. For information, call 303-654-9924. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is certainly one of our good friends, Charlotte Isabey. And Charlotte has worked with the for the State Department for many years, returned to the United States, got married, and or got married and returned to the United States. But under any circumstances, she was a very highly placed official in the right during the Reagan administration and the Department of Education, a senior analyst there, when she found out that the purpose of the Department of Education, which Ronald Reagan had promised us he would do away with, of course, was to change the entire status of education in the United States, and, of course, to merge our system of education with that they had in the Soviet Union, and nothing was as appeared to be. Now, so many of us want to believe Ronald Reagan was the great conservative, and yet, of course, he gave us the largest tax increase we've ever had in this country by doubling the cost of Social Security and Medicare, but a Democrat never could have done that. He gave us the largest increase in spending we'd ever had. He criticized Jimmy Carter because Jimmy Carter had a $200 billion deficit during his 4 years as president. Ronald Reagan had a $200 billion deficit every year he was the President of the United States, but only a Republican could have done that. And it was at that time I began to seriously question, is there really a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats? And the truth of the matter is the Democrats want to tax and spend, and the Republicans simply borrow and spend, and of course created a debt that will never be repaid, other than to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. But nothing is as it seems to be. And we're witnessing one of the greatest charades of all time, and that is the Republican convention, the Democratic convention. And it's all make-believe, because we have two parties going exactly the same direction, but we cannot let the American people know that. So we've got to stage the conventions, we've got to stage the suspense. Who's the vice president going to be? But, you know, of course, John McCain comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, which was organized in 1921 as a front for a secret society. Joe Biden, the vice presidential candidate picked by Obama, or probably picked by somebody else than Obama, is simply carrying out orders. Joe Biden was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and if you Google in Joe Biden and Council on Foreign Relations, why, you'll see videos there of Joe Biden addressing the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, and keeping them up to date with his thoughts. And certainly both Obama and John McCain have written articles for the Foreign Affairs magazine, which is the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, of the elite who control both political parties. Now, they don't, members don't necessarily control them. This is run as a front for a secret society, and the elite, the people who run the Council on Foreign Relations, are tied into the elite who rule the world, who are tied into the occult. And that's what everybody has missed. Everybody who talks about all of this never gets to the spiritual component that is guiding the course of world events. Well, you don't want to hear me talk, though, this morning. You hear me every morning. Let's hear what Charlotte has to say. Good morning, Charlotte. Good to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Stan. I think you and I are on the same page this morning.
Sure.
I'm what you just said is what I was going to say.
You go ahead and say it.
Because this is where we've got to, you know, get rid of all the fluff, and they really keep us occupied with fluff.
Right.
And get right down to the essence of what we're looking at. With this particular election, I just got an email in regard to Obama's radical friends, and you know, there was, it's, unfortunately, you know, that they never, you know, articles never can really go out unless they've got Rush Limbaugh's name on it. And that's most unfortunate because he's such a wolf in sheep's clothing. But he wrote a good, pretty good article, and, I took a quote from it. And what I said here, this is my email that went back out to everybody, Obama's book, this is an excerpt from this article. Obama's books reveal him as having the personality of a man embittered by being abandoned by his African father and his unconventional white mother, and who came to believe that race is the issue that trumps all else and must be used for the redistribution of power and wealth. Obama sought out relationships with the socialist radical Saul Alinsky. By the way, that's very important, Saul Alinsky, because I've been following community education and community organization for about 30 years myself. It all comes under community ed, and this will be the system under which all of us live lifelong out of the UN, and we will be completely controlled that way. So when you see these references to Saul Alinsky and Obama and community organizing, you better be afraid, very afraid, because this is the final chapter in the effort to implement lifelong control under the UN regional government, the North American Union. This is exactly what we're looking at in the future.
Well, so, I think, Charlotte, yep. Most of our listeners don't know who Saul Alinsky
was. Well, he was, as this article says. And they should Google Saul Alinsky, the unapologetic bomb thrower. Well, socialist radical Saul Alinsky.
He was a Marxist radical.
Right, absolutely.
And communist in everything he did.
Right, and Obama's relationships with him, very much so. Saul Alinsky, then the unapologetic bomb thrower Bill Ayers and his Weather Underground associate Bernadine Dorn. We have to be old enough, like I am, to know what she was all about.
That was during the Vietnam War, where
that's
they
right.
were actually killing people and blowing up police stations and things of that sort.
That is so interesting, too, because you just mentioned the Vietnam War. How many, I wonder if Bernadine Dorn, she probably did because she's a communist, how many of these good young people, who I believe rightfully were opposed to the Vietnam War, but for the wrong reason.
Right.
How many of them know that that war was a UN war that was fought under CETO?
How many of them know we never went there to win? It was all just
that's right.
believe we were financing
exactly.
the Russians, we were financing the North Vietnamese, we were financing the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys because the Russians didn't have enough money to keep that war going 10 years. The little tiny country of North Vietnam didn't have the money. It was only American money that provided the wherewithal to keep that senseless war going 10
well,
years.
As all wars are absolutely deliberately set up to move us further and further towards a totalitarian international system. But so he sought out these relationships with these left-wingers, left-wing Muslim-supporting politicians in Kenya, terrible there, and the corrupt political fixer, Tony Rexo, and the black liberation theology.
All right, fine. Yeah. We'll be back in just
okay.
a moment with Charlotte Isabey, and where she's telling us about Obama. And Obama has terrible things. That's why they're running him. I believe they're running him to lose. We'll be back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey, and she's telling us about an eBay that outlines Obama's radical past, and certainly he does have radical connections to Bernadine Dorr and her husband, who were, frankly, communist revolutionaries. They may call themselves Marxist revolutionaries during the Vietnam War, and certainly there was reason to oppose the Vietnam War. But not by trying to kill police officers and Americans. Anyway, go ahead, pick up the story.
Yes, well, I think people have really just got to go into his Marxist connections, and it's all over the Internet, and just type in Obama. Now, what I said,
Charlotte, where we go with that is, are we going to back John McCain?
No, Stan, the last paragraph is just, in effect, Americans are being disenfranchised.
Right.
With two candidates from which to choose, neither of which deserves to be on the ballot, both of whom have been pre-selected by the corporate socialist elite about which you spoke. This reminds me of the old Soviet Union, where both candidates had been pre-selected.
That's not what Rush Limbaugh says. That's what Janet...
No, this is me talking.
Okay, fine. And I agree with you totally. Go ahead.
Right. Americans back then were smart enough to smell the rat. No longer smart enough to smell the rat. This is exactly, I'm going back to what you said, the pre-selection, and I'm going to go to page 1247 in Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, professor at Georgetown University, and he wrote the great book that you know about so much and write about, Tragedy and Hope. And he was a historian for the Council on Foreign Relations. He agreed with the agenda being carried out right now to take us down into a totalitarian international system, but he felt that the American people should be warned. Now, this is a quote in regard to the lack of difference between Republicans and Democrats at the higher levels. He said here, quote, the chief problem of, and this is written way back in the 50s, I guess, whenever. The chief problem of American political life for a long time has been how to make the two congressional parties more national and international. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. Now, the thing here is, it goes on to, it's fascinating what he talks about. He goes back into the history of the late 1800s, et cetera, and how the industrials got together, and they planned it this way so that when you go to the polls, doesn't make any difference whether you vote for McCain or Obama, because they're, both of them have the same agenda. Now, folks, you've got, you know, sometimes I'll say, because if you get on a major, which I don't anymore, but network talk show, they give you 1 minute or something, and I'd say, okay, I've got 1 minute. You want to know the most important thing you've got to know? Both parties are the same. They have the same agenda. Wake up, folks. Start doing your homework. It's been that way ever since the beginning of the last century.
You're absolutely right. And the average individual can't be allowed to realize it's all a charade. This is all showbiz.
Oh, is it ever. Shakespeare. What is it? What did he say? It's all...
show business.
It's the stage. It's all show business, and it's disgusting. I couldn't watch it. I don't know. I couldn't watch television, the Democratic Convention. There was no way I could get myself to go push that button and watch that channel.
Well, I mean, the only reason I watch it, I like to know what they're doing to the American people.
I know. You have to, but how can you? You know, sometimes I do... But I just couldn't stomach it the last few days. And I go on the Internet, and I find out what's going on. I read the New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera. But I cannot watch that charade, that foolishness on television. I mean, it is such an insult to the intelligence of maybe one small percent of the American people that are your audience, right? It's such an insult.
Well, unfortunately, most people accept things at face value, and our job is to get them to think, and it's the hardest thing to do. But I believe all across America, our listeners are beginning to have an impact, and simply by asking questions and pointing out the fact that both McCain and Obama are globalists. Have they spoken at all about the program that's bankrupting America and that is doing away with our tariffs? I mean, certainly not. I mean, they both support doing away with our tariffs and transferring our wealth, our manufacturing, our jobs to other countries. But so that is not even an issue. And yet, of course, that is the basis of the, in large part of the basis of the financial crisis we're moving into, that and the Federal Reserve System, which has massively increased the money in circulation and responsible for the inflation. But they're not talking about these issues. They're talking about all sorts of other things. They're talking about Iraq, and they're talking about Georgia, and they're talking about all of these created situations, none of which are what they appear to be. So I agree with you totally.
Well, yes, and I think that, you know, me, I always go back to the tax-exempt foundations. Because that's the only place to go, basically.
Right.
And I want your listeners, again, we keep telling them this, to go to AmericanDeception.com and click on Norman Dodd or click on Reese, R-E-E-C-E, committee, and search, and go in there. You've got 3,000 pages of the testimony given during the investigation of the tax-exempt foundations in the early 50s. Testimony which proves that these foundations were absolutely deeply, deeply involved. Their goal was nothing other than to bring our constitutional form of government down and replace it with a totalitarian, corporatist, communist, socialist system, which would benefit them because they had always been, they always funded both sides. You know, it's not like the capitalists would never, never fund the revolution in the Soviet Union, because that's exactly what Wall Street did. And so the facts are there. Norman Dodd was told, the Reese Committee, the director of research, was told by the president of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither, in a meeting in New York, that the foundations basically were instructed by the White House to use their money to change our constitutional government, our wonderful country, from a free country to a communist one, for a merger with the Soviet Union. And that is what he was told. And I plead with people to understand the fact that the phony fall of communism, they had to do that to convince everybody out there that such a story as I am relating right now couldn't possibly be true. But if you've done your homework, you can go back. You can go back in my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and you can find, it's like a path, you know, in the fairy tale or whatever it was, Little Red Riding Hood. The corporations like tax-exempt Carnegie Corporation has left a road, a path, from 1934 on to this present day, bringing our education system from an academic one based on the Constitution, no federal involvement, to the Soviet system, which is training, not educating, training for the workforce. and a planned economy, and if that isn't communism, fascism, I don't know what it is. And everything was written about by William Foster, the chairman of the Communist Party USA, in his book Toward a Soviet America. And folks, I tell you, look up the word Soviet, and you will find the word council. And regionalism is a council form of government, and we're going into a regional government. We're setting up the regions right now. The North American Union is the same thing as the European Union, which was referred to by none other than President Gorbachev as the new European Soviet. Now, please go. All my articles are at DeliberateDumbingDown.com. Be sure to read them. Walks like a duck, talks like a duck. Very important. It shows exactly what George Bush has the role he has had in knocking the last nails into the coffin. That walks like a duck, talks like a duck. And also the Sovietization of American education. It is hard for people to believe, you see. They were so brainwashed. And then we had 9/11, which came after the phony fall of communism. So there are very few Americans left. I mean, I'm getting on in age, and when I look back to my major research, most of the people who would be able to do something about this mess right now, many of them were in grade school. And that's when this business was going on, where the White House was involved, deeply involved, in 1985 under Reagan, in merging the two education systems. Then Reagan, I was the liaison with the White House for private sector initiatives. That sounds nice. That means public-private partnerships. That means the fascist or socialist, communist, fascist system where the public and the private sector merge, which takes away all of your accountability. It's not our form of government. Ronald Reagan started that. I questioned it. I went over to the White House and questioned it. And I was told by a very lovely lady, I mean, I'm sure she didn't understand what was happening herself. She just looked at me and said, oh, Charlotte, I don't think they know, they don't look at it that way. So what I'm trying to say is that President Reagan, for all we have been told about this great hero who brought down the wall, who brought down the wall, who ended communism, he did bring that was Kennedy, I guess, but who ended communism, No. There were two sides to that man. While he was ostensibly doing that in 1985 or whenever, 1990, whenever it happened, he had been at the same time before putting it in with the agreements with Gorbachev on education, and then later on with the very important plank of the Communist Manifesto, where the government and industry are merged for a full employment economy where your children will have absolutely no choice whatsoever in what they want to do in the future. They will do what is determined by the public-private partnerships, the corporations, and the public school and the charter schools, because charter schools are going to be the way they go. That's how they can put it in. They'll drag these poor parents who think charter schools are giving them a choice. They'll drag them right straight through to the workforce training like dogs. It's all Pavlov. And that's where our children will be trained, not educated.
Well, you know, I think it's so important for people to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. And most of the Christians during the Reagan administration, and many of my good friends who met with Reagan during that period, were convinced he was an evangelical or born-again Christian. However, if you were to read the book entitled, What Did Jones Say?, written by Joan Quigley, who was Nancy Reagan's astrologer. She will tell you the president was deeply involved in the occult practice of astrology. In fact, astrology was used to guide the executive process and make the decisions and timely announcements were made by the White House during the Reagan years. But don't take my word. The book is still available up on the Internet, What Did Jones Say? By Joan Quigley. And the fact that most Americans are totally unaware of this, or they sort of laugh at the fact, oh, well, Nancy Reagan was a little eccentric, she was into astrology, but, you know, lots of people, women, have these crazy ideas. No, And lots of women don't have these crazy ideas. You have to be involved in the occult to be involved in astrology. And, of course, Ronald Reagan always looked forward to the advice he was getting from the other dimension. This is what nobody is going to tell you. After all, he was a leading Republican. And, of course, what he did was he promised to, you know, to limit the government. He expanded the government. He promised to do away with the Department of Education. He expanded the Department of Education. He promised to do away with deficit spending and cut big government. And he expanded government at every turn. But we can't let the American people realize what's really going on. They have to keep their myths. They have to live by men live by myths. And at this time in history, we have to get to reality. So we'll be back in just a moment with Charlotte Isabelle. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call.
To join them for a special night, Knocking on Heaven's Gates, Discovering the Appointed Time of Prayer. Thursday, August the 28th at 7 p.m. at the Community Building, Charlotte and Parish in Johnstown, Colorado. Admission is free. Toby Janicki from First Fruits of Zion will be teaching you practical ways to fulfill Paul's injunction to pray without ceasing and to pray with understanding. It'll be a fascinating teaching seminar that explores the scriptures. For information, call 303-654-9924.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Charlotte Isabelle, who was a senior analyst in the Department of Education during the Reagan administration, and simply pointing out that, you know, so much of what's going on today is simply a diversion. And she was telling us about Obama. Obama has a radical left background. It's a serious question whether he was really born in the United States or simply born in Kenya and then brought to the United States, and that would make him ineligible for becoming the President of the United States. But what people have to understand is they picked Obama because I believe they want McCain to win. I think something's going to come up that you know, we'll get us. I mean, who would want to vote for John McCain if you knew his background as a traitor when he was a POW? Go up on the internet and Google in, you know, a Vietnam veterans opposed McCain, something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out that he went over to the other side. He helped the North Vietnamese at the to the detriment of his fellow prisoners. He was looked upon as the prince. He got special treatment because he actually did what the North Vietnamese wanted, whereas the men who were true to their oath to our country, of course, opposed the North Vietnamese even when they were their prisoners. Understand, this man is not a Republican. He might as well be a Democrat. Who knows who he's going to pick for his vice president? They're even talking about Joe Lieberman, who, of course, you know, they say, oh, well, he's an independent. Lieberman's one of those radical people in the Senate. And the fact he would even be considered on the short list for vice president tells us a lot about John McCain. Well, but that's neither here nor there. We're all being manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. We do not have a choice. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit back and do nothing? Or are you going to get involved with us and help us get the truth out, at least in the areas where we have our programs? People are beginning to learn what's going on and beginning to teach others. You go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, really, that's all we can do, Stan. And, you know, in regard to John McCain, I mean, you're absolutely correct. For several months before my husband passed away, my husband made me do this. I really didn't want to do it. I was doing what could often be a two-hour show for Ron Paul Radio, Revolution Radio or whatever. And I dealt with the different candidates, and I collected a tremendous amount of information on John McCain. And as you said, your listeners really ought to go to Vietnam Veterans Against McCain. It's a very important website, and it's mind-blowing, really. It's so tragic. I think that, you know, there will be people who like to deny the truth. They look at him in the Senate committee, or this investigation of the POWs. They look at the exchange between McCain and a sister or a wife of a POW that never came back. And McCain is really, he's lost control in speaking to these individuals. He's lost control. And then people, you know, they say, oh, well, they cut that video to show. So, no, you know, really, wait a minute now. There's just too much out there about this man. And I think that if you really want the most important piece of research that I've been able to find, although I can't get a copy of it from U.S. News and World Report, I would like to spend some more time trying to do so. There was an article that he wrote for U.S. News and World Report when he came back in the 70s, and whatever year that was. And he said there, he admitted that when he was shot down, that, you know, he pled with them. He said that if they would take him to the hospital and help him, he would give them information. And he admits that in that article. I have that research somewhere else. So, look, he did it, and he did. He was called Songbird. And really, I mean, that's why I say you're probably right. Obama is such an atrocious possibility. Did we ever dream that we would end up something like this, like Obama, that he probably, since they selected both candidates are pre-selected, they wanted to get one that would definitely lose to McCain. Because they have got to continue this presence in the Middle East for economic and other reasons. This is the American empire building. This is a neoconservative agenda, and that agenda is absolutely frightening. And if you start getting into that, that's another subject for another program, where that came from, who's involved. I saw it, you know, and I think the good Lord has always made me sort of naive and a little bit, you know, my brain is not geared towards a lot of what other people's brains are geared towards. My brain is say, put up with it, Charlotte. There's something good here. Keep going. And when I was in the Reagan administration, when I was in Washington in the 80s, when the neocons were getting off their feet, I didn't really see. I kept saying, what's wrong with this leadership in the Reagan administration? I don't understand these people. Everything that I say is wrong, they say is right. And I kept going on and on and on. I finally am relieved of my duties for, leaking a document to Human Events. And they're not happy with me, and I keep wondering, I keep looking, why aren't they happy with me? Am I doing something wrong? And then I get home, and then I write my book. But I just keep going on and on. And here I am again, Stan, this beautiful morning, we're talking, and I still wonder, how did that ever happen in the 80s? What on earth happened that the whole conservative, true conservative movement could have been so beautifully and effectively and exquisitely and quickly taken over by these people that I used to trust?
Well, I think people are naive. You do not like to believe that what everything you've been taught, everything everybody else says, is absolutely wrong. But what we need to do is get people to begin to look at the facts, begin to think for themselves, and understand it's all a charade. It's always been a charade. They run a conservative against a liberal, but they control both of them. That's the thing. And behind that are the spiritual forces, which we talk of so frequently, which nobody else wants to address. And yet you cannot understand Ronald Reagan, and as you understand his association with his wife, who was deeply involved in the occult, in astrology,
yes,
as was, of course, Ronald Reagan. And when you see Ronald Reagan's, Nancy Reagan's astrologer writing about her relationship with Ronald Reagan, the book, What Did Joan Say by Joan Quigley. It's available on the Internet. We really ought to carry that for make it available to our listeners. Fascinating reading to understand how the forces from the other dimension were controlling the Reagan administration.
I have to go there.
During that time.
I have to go there. I have to read that book because I'm sure, the website I have, my son has American Deception. The library that we sort of inherited from this elderly gentleman in intelligence, he spent all his life trying to bring all of this stuff out, to an incredible library on the Freemasons. I mean, Paul Fisher said it was the finest library in the free world, in the world. Paul Fisher referred to that library, which we now have put up on AmericanDeception.com. But, I've wondered, this gentleman, this former intelligence, he had so much research on the occult. Alice Bailey, the whole thing.
Well, that's all. We'll be right back in a moment.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and, you know, we are so fortunate. When I got started in this battle 46 years ago, nobody understood the relationship to the spiritual. Nobody understood the secret societies. I belonged to anti-communist organizations. They never talked about Masonry or Alice Bailey or Theosophy or the Rosicrucians or the myriad of secret societies that are out there that are manifested in the modern-day secret societies or the front for the modern-day secret societies. But Charlotte has done a wonderful, wonderful job, and we're really indebted to her, I guess, this morning, for first of all purchasing and then posting up on the Internet the Reese Committee report, which has been kept secret for 54 years. They couldn't let the American people know that the Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie, and other great tax exempt foundations were financing communism and socialism and pornography and Alfred Kinsey and the whole effort to corrupt and destroy the moral fabric of our society. And of course, she's also posted this other library, this occult library gathered by people working in intelligence after they retired, because they've recognized there had to be another force behind what was going on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of those books that you've got up there on your website and how to get to them?
Well, they're amazing, Stan. And again, I just people should go to AmericanDeception.com. And I think my son has listed them on the side as occult or Masonic or I don't know what. You'll see it. There's so much there. I have to admit, I have not read, certainly haven't read all of it. I've never seen such a collection of history on the occult as this gentleman had. And when it's interesting that in the early 80s when I was, you know, dealing mostly with the meat and potatoes issues like education and the Soviets and this and that and all, there were people, wonderful people like Constance Cumby, et cetera, out there, Barrett Chose is good on it, doing the work on the occult. And I remember thinking to myself, and I think, again, the good Lord, he keeps you compartmentalized. He keeps you focused. And I just felt I've got to keep focused on what I'm doing, and I'm going to let the great people like Cumby, yourself, Dr. Stan, Barrett, et cetera, deal with the New Age. And I never really did. I'm not an expert on it. I always felt it was terribly important, but I knew I had to continue the path that I was on. And I also was, when I received this incredible library, it was very interesting. The daughter of this individual, who's a very close friend of mine, we had it up in our barn, and you know, she said to me, Charlotte, do not go near that corner. This was a corner in regard, I think, all the stuff on channeling. And she said, just leave the stuff there. Do not go near there. I mean, she had heard enough from her father. This stuff is dangerous. And so all these great people like yourselves, people I've mentioned, have done their homework here. And I think that what you're talking about with this this book, I mean, the Reagan involvement, it's very important for me. I'm going to get that book because I do recall one thing about Nancy Gorbachev evidently told Nancy Reagan to whisper in Ronnie's ear that when they're abed at night, that he ought to, you know, do what's right as far as the accommodation with the Soviets, huh? I do remember that. I don't know if it's in that book or where else, but this is very important. And I, listeners out there, I just want you to know that I am probably on the same page. You are, in a way, maybe a bit advanced on this particular vital, important subject, because this is where it's at. It's between good and evil.
Amen.
It's nothing else. They will keep us occupied with every other subject, and some of them are terribly important, but it is good and evil. And are we going to accept this evil system which is coming down the pike? And it's not just coming from nowhere. It's diabolical, and I truly understand that part. That I truly understand. So we've got to, if we can't have a choice at the polls, and we don't have one, we have to, as Dr. Stan said, continue to inform and educate our friends and those who are totally in a daze about what's going on right now, and not to let the fluff divert people from the fact that this is it, which of course we've all known since the beginning of time. This is an issue of good and evil. That's what we're looking at. No matter what we're dealing with, free trade, education, defense, Iraq, the elections, every single issue has been framed. The frame around it is good and evil. So look at things that way. Please go to the websites. There's all that. 150 pages of documentation, all these books, et cetera, rare books, at AmericanDeception.com, plus the Reese Committee hearings. And then, of course, my website's where you'll find my articles, which help explain a lot. The seven-prong fork is very important. My article, the seven-prong fork, on how they took us down and very understandably how it worked. That's at DeliberateDumbingDown.com under articles. There, everything is out there. You've got all Dr. Stan's information, which, you know, if you, that's just a course in the history of the world, basically. So there's no excuse for any of us, you know, workers in the field to feel that we don't have enough information to help others understand. We're going to be in for some very, very rough times, and we have to continue to beef up our faith in the good Lord. And the fact that the most important thing is not the here and now, it's hereafter, but we have to do our best. We were never, never promised that we would win, but we have to do our best.
Amen to that. I couldn't have said that better. Our guest has been Charlotte Isabey. Charlotte, get that website out one more time where people...
All right, the one with the 150,000 pages, I can hardly believe it, of research is American Deception. .com. And the other one is my book website, DeliberateDumbingDown.com, and that's where you'll find the book is a free download, but who wants to spend, and Dr. Stan is selling that book there, so you can buy it, but you can also look at read it free if you want.
God bless. Thanks so much, Charlotte. Love to have you on. Talk
Thank
to you.
Bye bye. Bye
bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. I hope you enjoyed our program with Charlotte. You know, people have to understand that if you're trying to look and see what's going on in our world today, they have planted all sorts of false roads for you to go down. I got a call on my program last night from some fellow who said, you know, I know the central bankers behind what's going on, but what about the Council on Foreign Relations, and what about the communists, and how do we understand what's going on? And I simply pointed out, have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? Because this is actually written with a backdrop of Agatha Christie's wonderful story, Murder on the Orient Express, where a man is murdered on the train as it travels from Istanbul to Paris, and the Inspector Perrault, the Belgian detective who's there, is engaged to solve the crime. And as he looks at the murder scene, his conclusion, there are too many clues. There are too many clues. And that's what they've done to us today, intentionally try to confuse us. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It will introduce you in just a few hours to this whole concept that there is a vast conspiracy out there, but it has many tentacles like an octopus, but the common denominator is the occult, the satanic. And this is not imaginary. There really are evil forces. There really is another dimension. There really are mediums and fortune tellers and seers and witches and Satanists who tap into the mysterious power, the hidden power that is there. But you certainly don't want to tap into that because it'll cost you your eternal soul. So certainly consider getting my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD that goes with that. Or get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which includes an audio tape. You need to listen to this. You need to be able to explain this to others, how there is a vast movement out there with many branches involving the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, the New Agers, and we could go on and on, from the family to the, and that's a specific organization working in Washington, D.C., and in New York City, puts on the National Prayer Breakfast every year where the president is in attendance. And yet it comes from the same occult origin, certainly as the process church of the Latter-day Judgment, to which, of course, Charles Manson and of course, the son of Sam Killer, Berkowitz, belonged. Understand that there is a vast network of occult organizations out there, and of course, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to understanding we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if you were to die tomorrow, are you absolutely certain where you'd spend eternity? And if not, you get down on your knees and ask the Lord to come in and take control of your life, because neither you nor I are going to be able to change the direction that our nation is headed towards destruction. Only the Lord's intervention will change that. Well, please go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And remember our telephone number if you'd like to get our material. And there's so much material there. You want to know about Gorbachev? Gorbachev was deeply involved in the occult. It's covered the book called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People by Wayne Peterson. It is on our research list, not our regular list of books, because it's deeply involved in the occult. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com 9 hours a day. Join the Radio Liberty family. Help us get the word out while there's still time. Until tomorrow, the same time. May the Lord be with you.